Phone Boy Speaks, episode 847, Fry's Electronics. If you've never been to a Fry's Electronics, I encourage you to go to one. Now, they're not everywhere. They used to be primarily a California phenomenon in Southern California. But some years ago, Tandy had these incredible universe stores, and they decided to get out of that business. And, they sold the locations to Fry's Electronics, which then expanded into them. And Fry's has expanded in a few other places as well. So and there happens to be one up in Renton, which is in the Seattle area. And that's the one I go to frequently, although when I lived in the San Francisco Bay Area, of course, I'd go to the ones in the Bay Area. So what is a Fry's Electronics? Well, it is it's an electronics superstore is probably the best way to describe it. It is rows and rows and rows of everything from components, and, resistors, transistors, the tools which you would use to make various electronic components. So soldering irons and tools and stuff, and of course computer stuff, both fully built computers and the parts to build them yourselves. Plus they've grown and they have major appliances and car audio and audio video stuff. They're a gigantic store. And, they're somewhat unique because, first of all, they have a lot of stuff in one place. So they're a brick and mortar, type store with pretty much all of the stuff I talked about, but they also violate several rules of, good, retail. So, for example, there are items in the store that, you can find them in probably five different places. I think when I was walking around, because I was at Fry's this morning, and so I was walking around, and there's probably at least a half a dozen places in the store where you could buy USB cables for your iPhone or for your micro USB or whatever. Same thing with flash drives. Same thing with even routers, right? I mean, they have end caps in different places in the store from where you would find all the routers. Yes, and then they have bins of things. I mean, they clearly buy stuff in bulk. Most of the inventory is on the floor, so they don't really have a storeroom for stuff. And they get stuff in all the time, and so it's every time I go in there, the store is organized a bit differently. And over the years, Fry's Electronics has they've changed their what's in what place, and the displays, now there's security cameras and stuff where back where hard drives used to be. Hard drives are kind of scattered around. I mean, again, I've been going to various Fry's Electronics for more than 20 years now, and it's the mix of things of course changes, but they violate a lot of rules. And specifically, the rules that they violate are just like keeping the displays clean. There's lots of stuff there that's been opened. They put returns on there. Now, of course, they're marked usually as something that was returned. But they're not very clean displays in a lot of cases. I mean, maybe in a couple places there are, but I have gone to plenty of displays in a Fry's store where there have been nothing there. Right? I mean, it's empty. Or it's only got a couple of things there, and the stuff that's there might actually be broken and stuff. So, but if you're looking for your typical electronic gadgets and doodads, then it's a great place to go. I mean, so this morning I bought a new lightning cable for my wife's car for her iPhone, and then I bought a USB drive enclosure. I was looking to buy one on Newegg, but I held off, and I'm kind of glad I did because I found one for $9 in Fry's, which is great. And then, there's just all kinds of random stuff there. And if you are, if you are that kind of tech douchebag, it's actually completely worth going through. But of course, again, you're not, you may not be in an area where they have one. Although if you happen to go to the San Francisco Bay Area, that's where there's more of them. Or if you go to Southern California, there's a bunch of them there. And there, as I said, there's a few scattered about throughout the United States, but they are for the tech douchebag. They are like, I don't want to call it Mecca, right? But it's an interesting retail experience. And again, the salespeople people also, you know, try and help you, but aren't very helpful. And you know, but that's okay, right? I don't want to be helped. Just leave me alone and let me go through. I mean, I feel sorry for people that come here that don't know what they're, you know, looking at, because there's a lot of stuff in there. And you can, and again, because there's five different places where you can find certain items, you might not find the item with the best deal in the place that you're looking. So you almost have to wander through the store. And I almost think that's by design, right? But as I say, if you're a tech douchebag, the next time you happen to be near one of these, I recommend you go check it out, just because it is everything that's wrong with you know, everything that you can do wrong in retail, but yet it still works. I mean, these guys, Fry's, have been in business for Fry's Electronics specifically, not to be confused with Fry's the grocery chain, which actually was started by the same family, now that I think about it. I mean, you can look all this up on Wikipedia, but it's totally worth checking out if you've never done a Fry's, done a trip to Fry's Electronics before. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.